talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made. Let's get right to it. By the way, I'm going to start with something local. Something affects the state of Wisconsin. Remember a fellow named Bob Donovan, a former alderman in Milwaukee, who'd been a Democrat all his life, labor-oriented Democrat from the south side of Milwaukee. I know Bob Donovan. He got increasingly conservative as the years went by. Always liked him personally, but in any event, Bob Donovan has just announced that he is going to switch to the Republican Party, and he's going to run as a assembly candidate for a district, including Greenfield, Hales Corners, some of the southern Milwaukee suburbs in this fall's election. Now, Bob is no spring chicken. Bob is long of tooth, very, very long of tooth. However, Bob feels that he has something to contribute, so he's going to run, and obviously his name recognition, he may well win. So there are shifts going on in both parties. Bob ran for mayor, and against Cavalier Johnson, I think he got roughly 30% of the vote, drastically outspent, and Bob has run before. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens twofold. One, can the Democrats put up a strong candidate? If we can, which is great, that's a conservative area, the southern Milwaukee suburbs, Hales Corners and Greenfield in particular. The other thing about it is that will Bob Donovan have a primary opponent? Will he have a primary opponent? The incumbent Republican has decided not to seek re-election. So it seems to be a Republican seat. And after this gerrymander again, maybe it still will be. But who knows? Because Bob has been on the ballot and came up short. Could be that he'll come up short again. It could be that he'll win. If he does win, it's going to be funny because he's going to go over there. And I don't necessarily see Bob knuckling under to Voss or knuckling under to some of these right-wing donors. He may talk the talk and walk the walk for a while, but he's an idiosyncratic personality. and if he's the guy that goes over there, stay tuned. So you cannot get rid of Bob Donovan. Apparently he feels called upon to serve again, and that's what he's going to do this fall. So and you know, quite frankly, there have been so many resignations. I shouldn't say resignations. There have been so many announcements in that assembly over there of Democrats and Republicans saying, we're not going to run again. We're going to see one of the biggest turnovers in Wisconsin history in our state legislature. That's not all bad, by the way. We get some new blood in there. The problem is we will be getting in very thin blood because of gerrymandering. And so too many of these seats have been gerrymandered to ensure Republican victories. And the question is going to be in their primaries, how extreme are these people going to be? One of the problems with gerrymandering, it's very, very little commented on. I'm going to comment on it right now. When you have extreme gerrymandering, it's not just that you give the Republicans control of the legislature for 10 more years, which will give them effective control from the year 2010 to 2030, a fifth of this century, 20%, simply by gerrymandering, and simply impede progress in Wisconsin, continue to attack democracy and the Wisconsin idea. It's a very, very sad thing, and it was enabled, frankly, by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which was in turn enabled by that race several years ago, where Brian Hagedorn got in, even though he was an underdog. And I'll say this about Brian Hagedorn, fortunately, on some election-related things, cases, especially the most important, which was certifying the election of Joe Biden, who won the presidential primary by 20,000 votes, he stood tall. So I have to give him a shout out about that. However, on this other stuff, on gerrymandering, he started to stand tall. He voted to adopt Evers maps in a 4-3 decision. The U.S. Supreme Court struck that down. The U.S. Supreme Court is operating as an arm of the Republican Party. You must understand that. And then he went back, and I guess he thought he had no choice. But anyway, this is what is happening. But in the process of that gerrymandering playing out, it really hurts the quality of candidates each party is putting forward. Each party is putting forward for the legislature. What do I mean by that? You know, in the Republican primary now, you can't have somebody who's going to say, well, I'm a moderate, and I think Trump is no good, and this Stop the Steal business is a fraud. If he says that, he's not going to win. She's not going to win. And so they tiptoe around it, and you try to read tea leaves, and you try to read, well, who is using words that seem to convey moderation and trying to slip in that way? On the Democratic side, you have primaries in which there's a race to the bottom on who can be the most identity politics oriented. Most people running would not have supported Joe Biden in the primary because they thought he was too moderate, and he's turned out to be a great president. But you would not get the kinds of legislators we have in Madison right now and in Milwaukee if there were competitive seats. In other words, if these seats were 51-49 seats around the state, and if they were 51-49 in Milwaukee and Madison, what you'd have is a lot more voters who would take a much harder look at some of these characters that are running. And then when they get in, they just basically recite gospel. And the Democratic side about identity politics, and the Republican side by destroying our democracy and worshiping Trump. So that is a very unpleasant side effect of gerrymandering. The worst part of gerrymandering, of course, is you get guaranteed Republican majorities for 20 years in the century. And I'll tell you what, in the year 2030, with a Republican legislature again, they'll do it again. And it's going to depend on the Wisconsin Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court. But if what happens then is what happened now, you'll have another 10 years to the year 2040 of gerrymander and stagnation and attack on our democracy in this state. That's what you're going to have. So I'm just calling it like it is. But Bob Donovan is a twig in a raging river getting carried downstream. But he's a congenial guy, a colorful guy, long Democratic background. Now he says he's a Republican. I don't know what he is. I think he could get into office, and if he gets into office, yeah, there will be some fireworks over in Madison. Turning to somebody who is less likable anyway, personally, Vladimir Putin, this is really sad. This guy is paranoid. He fears assassination. He's holed up. He meets at tables that are 50 feet long. Even with Sergey Lavrov, his foreign minister, secretary of state, afraid of assassination, afraid somebody will pull out a gun, afraid somebody will shake his hand and have a little dab of polonium in a handkerchief that goes on him and kills him. Easter in Russia, in the Eastern Orthodox Church, Easter is a week later than Eastern Western tradition. So Easter this year was April 24th in Eastern Orthodox communities and in Russia. And they put out this video, and you really got to look at this thing. This is sad, sad photoshopping. They had Putin in church, and they had the patriarch up there in their magnificent robes, and I really loved the service. It was a lot of fun to watch. Anyway, the patriarch is blessing everybody using incense, and Putin makes the sign of the cross, and he looks like he's in church. Turns out he wasn't in church. It was Photoshopped. And I'll tell you what, people who are listening to this, who are even taking rudimentary communications courses in any campus in this state, would have done a better job. He's sitting there kind of looking around without context. And it's like those old Photoshopping attempts. You know, the Chinese did it 30 years ago, and they'd have a 7-foot party leader standing next to a 2-foot peasant, or they'd have a whole bunch of people shouting, you know, for Mao Zedong, and they're all standing 2 feet off the ground. You know, this is the kind of stuff these guys do. The Ruskies, what? The Ruskies can't afford to Photoshop a little better than this. The dude is standing there looking pious, and he's in some frames, he's not in some frames. Does he think that he is going to fool, forget the CIA. Do you think he's going to fool, you know, anybody watching this? Clown, venomous, disease-carrying rat. Okay, we're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.